So surviving spouse of the participant has all the same rules as before. If she's named as an outright beneficiary, she can do a spousal rollover and move from being the beneficiary of the participant to being the participant herself of her spousal IRA rollover. And then she's under the lifetime participant rules, and she would use the uniform lifetime table to calculate her RMDs while she's living. And she has free rein in terms of naming her own beneficiaries. Another option is the surviving spouse can just treat the participant's IRA as if it were her own. It's really the same as the rollover. Okay. Or she can remain in the position of being the participant's beneficiary, not become the participant herself. And then she'll be under those rules, which means she doesn't have to take required minimum distributions until December 31 of the year when the participant would have reached age 72, but she can take discretionary distributions anytime up until that commencement date without incurring a penalty, even if she's under 59 and a half. So younger spouses are going to stay in the position of beneficiary until they reach 59 and a half. Then they're going to do the rollover if it was, you know, outright to them. And because if they rolled over before 59 and a half, they could not take distributions without a penalty. So that's why they're going to wait. There's no time limit on the rollover. Okay, so again, we've been talking mostly about the spouse as the outright beneficiary. What if somebody is in a second marriage and they want to use a trust for their spouse? They could use either the conduit trust or the accumulation trust, but the conduit trust is the only trust that will clearly qualify, as we know right now, under the EDB rules. So if you do have a conduit trust for the spouse will be able to take required minimum distributions over her life expectancy, recalculated each year. So that she's an EDB if it's conduit trust. But under our current understanding, if it's accumulation trust, she would not be an EDB. That would just be an ODB, and the accumulation trust would have that 10-year rule. Now, we've asked Treasury whether they might change this rule, and this rule is based on actually what's in the regulations that did not get changed by SECURE Act. Who knows? They could possibly change it. Now, the at least is rapidly rule meant that if the surviving spouse was older than the participant, she could take required minimum distributions over his longer life expectancy instead of her shorter life expectancy. Publication 590B, issued by Treasury, seems to indicate that the surviving spouse and other EDBs can still use that rule. We've asked for clarification of that. Okay, participant's minor child. This is the least good of the EDB rules, and there's a lot of tricky issues on the minor child EDB rule. For example, the law says that if the minor child has not yet reached, quote, the age of majority, then required minimum distributions are based on the minor child's life expectancy. Well, minor child being young is going to have a very long life expectancy, so that's going to be a pretty modest amount. But we don't know what the age of majority is. Is it the state law age when someone becomes an adult? In 49 states, that would be 18. There is one state where it's 19. Or maybe it's the age that's used for the Uniform Transfers to Minors Act, which would be 21. Or maybe it's the age of 26 because of some obscure reference in the regulations. We don't know. We asked the Treasury, just give us an age. Let's have something that's easy to apply. Well, what happens when the minor child either dies before reaching age of majority or reaches age of majority? At that point, you have the 10-year rule, which means 10 years later, everything in that retirement plan that belongs to the minor child's trust has to be distributed out of the trust to the minor child. So that could be age 28, age 31, age 36, depending on what they set as the age of majority. And we've determined that really you have to use a conduit trust if you want that life expectancy distribution up to the age of majority. Now, some people don't think it's worth it, and they're just going to use an accumulation trust because they don't want 100% going out at age 28, especially if it's a large retirement plan. There's lots and lots of issues. I've covered the issues extensively in my outline because that was a particular area of my subgroup's focus and in submitting issues for Treasury. So I'm not going to go into more detail on that, but every client is going to have to decide. They're not going to leave.